Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thanks for joining us here at the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. This is your Security Police News Headline Roundup for Tuesday morning, May the 25th, 2010. Breaking news overnight out of Houston. One man is dead. Security officer is under investigation. Police in Houston, Texas say a security officer shot and killed a Southeast Houston man after he refused to stop for questioning. Police say that they were called overnight to the Colin Park Apartments on Wenda Drive. Eyewitnesses say that the man had just returned home from the grocery store and accidentally struck a vehicle. The vehicle's owner notified apartment security, and when they went to speak with the driver, he refused to stop. Police say the security officers then opened fire, shooting him six times. A second man was also wounded. Police are not saying if the man tried to run over the security officers. They don't know. They're still investigating. Homicide detectives are interviewing witnesses at this very hour. Security officers were employed by the Top Gun Security Agency in Houston. Nashua, New Hampshire, police there say that a man punched a woman in the parking lot of an area shopping mall while stealing her iPod. Police say mall security responded at the Pheasant Lane Mall and located the suspect. Police responded and arrested Thomas Hart, 22, of Woodburn, Massachusetts, charging him with assault and robbery. The victim was not seriously injured. In Wichita, Kansas, a Walmart employee has been fired after being called a hero for stopping a shoplifter on Friday. Walmart officials refused to comment, but Heather Ravenston said that she noticed a man trying to leave the store Saturday with a computer in a shopping cart. The computer did not have security tape, and when she stopped to ask for a receipt, he began to assault her. Police responded to the store. The suspect was taken into custody. According to the employee, she was later notified by the manager that she had done a great job. But on Monday, she was fired from the store. Again, Walmart management will not comment on the specifics of this incident. In West Des Moines, Iowa, police there are looking for a robbery group that targeted expensive jewelry at a local mall. Police responded to the Valley West Mall after a report that three men stole more than $65,000 worth of Rolex watches from Joseph Jewelries. According to police, the men entered the store, and while one man talked to the clerk, two other men cut the glass case and stole three watches. Police have little information. They are looking at video from the mall to try to identify the suspects. Owner John Joseph said that his staff thinks the three men have been in the store previously, possibly casing out the area. In Santa Rosa, Florida, police arrested a man yesterday morning for attacking a security officer with a knife. Police say Alan Reuben Newsom Jr., 47, was being questioned about attempting to break into a vehicle in the parking lot. When he ran, security officers pursued him, and he attempted to pull a knife and assault them. Security tackled him and took him into custody. Police transported him to the local jail, where he's been charged with burglary and felony assault. In Stafford, Virginia, police there yesterday said that they had to lock down the high school after a report of an armed suspect in the area. school resource officers located the man in the rear of the North Stafford High School. When they began to question the man, he assaulted the officer. Reginald Latson of Stafford, Virginia, has been charged with malicious wounding of a law enforcement officer, assault and battery of a police officer, trying to disarm the police officer. Police say that they searched the area with canine, and numerous officers soon located the suspect and took him into custody without further incident. Katy, Texas police say that they've had a busy week with shoplifting. About a dozen arrests in the local city. Shoplifters caught at various stores, including Joanna Tobacco 25 of Houston, who went into the Neiman Marcus store and stole a $560 pair of shoes. Loss prevention officers detained her, and police have charged her with felony theft. To see a list of all those arrested in the past week, you can go to our website, privateofficernews@wordpress.com. Police in Bordentown Township, New Jersey, say that a security officer working at the petrol truck stop there was robbed at gunpoint. A man accosted the security officer while he was making his rounds in the parking lot. The man pointed a black automatic handgun at the guard's head and then forced him into the store and made him open the register. The man got away with about $200. Police are still searching for him. The security officer was not injured. A sad story out of Port St. Lucie, Florida this morning. Police there are investigating an apparent suicide of an 11-year-old girl. Police say that she hung herself after being bullied at school. The fifth grader was found around midnight in her closet in her room, hanging from a belt. Police also found a diary that outlined recent bullying. Police say that the 11-year-old was a fun person. She liked to sing and dance. The investigation continues into the suicide. In Atlantic, New Jersey, police there are looking for a man who went missing after dropping his wife off at the Taj Mahal Casino. Police say that Martin Cavarell, 47, of New Bergen Township, told his wife he would park in the garage and be right back. He disappeared without a trace. Police and hotel security combed the area along with rescue workers but could not locate the man. They are currently reviewing security tape. Police do not know if foul play played a part in the disappearance of the man. In Newport News, Virginia, police there arrested one of their own and charged him with having sex with a female prisoner. According to police, Deputy Sheriff Vincent L. Towns, 41, is charged with carnal knowledge of an inmate aiding the escape of a prisoner and unauthorized delivery of articles to the jail. Deputy sheriffs say that the man was accompanying the prisoner on work release when he went to his home and had several encounters with her. He is currently suspended. He's been released on bond pending a court appearance. In Clinton, Maryland, which is Prince George County, police there say a school bus driver has been arrested and charged with producing child pornography after he left a memory card containing digital photos of a 7-year-old boy at a convenience store counter. Scott Smallwood, 27, of Upper Marlboro, Maryland, has been charged in this incident. Police say he has admitted to having indecent liberties with the 7-year-old. Federal authorities have now taken over the case and say there may be more to this. In Washington, D.C., a former FBI employee has been sent to prison for 20 months after leaking secret documents to a blogger. Federal prosecutors say that the Maryland man evidently passed the information, but they're not saying what the information was. They're saying it's classified. Shimei K. Leibowitz, 39, gave an unnamed blogger the information in April 2009 while he worked on a contract for the FBI. Again, neither federal employees or the FBI will say what the information was. The man now has been carted off to the prison for 20 months. In Fresno, California, police there say casino officers were injured while trying to break up a brawl over the weekend. Three security guards at the Taji Palace Casino in Lenmore observed a fight in progress near the entrance. When they tried to intercept and break up the fight, they were assaulted. All three were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Carl Conley, Corey Harper, Aaron Sparks, and Louis Villahawe all face criminal charges of assault and creating a disturbance. Here in the greater metro Atlanta area in DeKalb County, police say that a DeKalb County father of five was shot and killed while waiting at the red light overnight. Police believe that he may have known his attackers. Police have identified the man and say that he was shot several times. Anthony Scott Carter, 41, worked at a towing service. Suspects have not yet been identified. In Mobile, Alabama, police there say that a Mobile County Commissioner, Stephen Nodine, has been indicted for murder. He's been under investigation for 2 weeks in the shooting of Angel Downs, who they say was his longtime mistress. Nodine has also been indicted on drug charges. Nodine has been incarcerated under a $500,000 bond and is awaiting trial. Police in Houston say that a security officer was shot at another apartment complex in the southwest section of Houston. The shooting occurred at 1:30 yesterday morning at the Villa Monterey Apartments on Concourse near Lansdale. They found the security officer lying on the ground in front of the complex. He was taken to the hospital in critical condition, and we do have information this morning that he has succumbed to his injuries, and we're trying to verify that information. Again, this is a possible death security officer shooting. This will be the second shooting of a security officer in Houston this week. Also, police in Noblesville, Indiana, say that an off-duty police officer at a concert created a disturbance after he and his girlfriend were caught in the men's room. Police say that Anthony Tony Hollis, a Martinsville, Indiana police officer, was questioned. He began to assault the police officer questioning him. The officer has been charged with disorderly conduct and assaulting a police officer, released on a $2,500 bond. Police say that they administered a breathalyzer. His breath alcohol content was 0.14, twice the drinking limit there in the state of Indiana. He's been suspended. Police say that the officer is a longtime member of the department. In Georgia, Alabama, and most of the Southeast, police here are beginning their Click It or Ticket campaign. Police will be heavily patrolling both city and interstates, city roads and interstates, looking for people who have not buckled up. Police will be out in full force throughout the Labor Day weekend. So if you're driving, make sure that you buckle up. Just a quick reminder, here at Private Officer, we are about to open up some local chapters. Please go to our website, privateofficer.com, for more information. If you'd like to become a chapter manager, you can do so by contacting us at adminassist@privateofficer.com. There is a short application that you must fill out. And the only real requirement is that you must be a member of the association. Also, September 19th through the 25th, 2010. We'll be holding our second annual Private Officer Memorial Week. If you'd like more information about that, please go to privateofficer.com. That wraps up today's news and headlines. I'm Rick McCann, and I'll be back on the radio tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time for our regular scheduled program. If you're interested in finding out more about Private Officer International or would like to join the association, just go to the website at www.privateofficer.com. That's all for today. Be safe, be blessed, and we'll talk to you again on the radio tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.